Lifestyle Matters. It's more than money. I'm Faisal Karmali, and my co-host Dave Popwich is away, so this is going to be a way better show than normal because he's not around. We've got a great lineup today. I do want to mention a couple of things that's happening in the markets before we get into our first guest, but let me give you the lineup. First of all, did you know the length of time between your hip fracture and surgery could mean the difference between life and death, according to this new study? We're going to talk about that. We're going to chat about the new income splitting rules for your business owners when you're having family members and so forth. How do you split your income? We've had some great strategies in the past that's lowered income for business owners. Well, that's all changed thanks to the Trudeau government. We'll talk about that with our special guest accountant there. And we want to also hear about Calgary's new luxury seniors independent living community. There is a new community coming up. Want to chat and figure out what's in it for all of us individuals who are looking at either our family, friends, or loved ones that we want to move into a community for luxury seniors independent living. Having said that, we have seen a bunch of things happen in the economy, especially in Canada, with the dispute between Saudi Arabia and Canada, the issues there. It is impacting some of the rhetoric that's going back and forth. Trudeau, last I heard, is not going to step down from his views about how we should look at the humanitarian side of things when it comes to Saudi Arabia. They want us to stop meddling in their world. Very interesting moves happening there. The Trump war continues with trade and China. China's retaliating. Looks like it's going to continue. And we're starting to see that in the markets, or people are looking at that. But not a major change, not a major drop, not a huge volatility so far this week because of it. And that's an interesting move happening. I do want to give you my opinion, and only my opinion, is that we are focusing our attention on human rights issues, which is very important for us to do, but we also have to take care of our own backyard. And I think before you throw stones at glass houses, you have to make sure that your house is not glass itself. And we have a lot of problems here in Canada. Maybe we should fix our own first. That being said, we know that as people are aging, transitioning into retirement, one of the biggest concerns that people have is health. And how do you stay fit through your retirement? Concerns about that. And so we want to learn how to stay functionally fit after the age of 50. And so we have the founder of Vintage Fitness, Aaron Bilowitz, is here. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, you know, where do people start if they're over the age of 50 and they feel like they should start getting some exercise? I'll tell you, a bunch of my clients, as we deal with people who only transition to or live in retirement, one of their goals in retirement is to take more of a emphasis on their health. They may not have been as involved on their health care, especially in the fitness side, in the past, and their reasons for that is time. Now that they're entering in retirement, they see that they have more time for that. So what should they do to start getting some exercise?
So the first thing to note is that often people don't realize how much exercise they need. So Health Canada's guide for people over 65 recommends 150 minutes a week of exercise. So 3.5 hours. It's not just I do one walk once a week and I've checked my exercise box. Sometimes I like to say to people in their retirement, pretend that you've just gotten a part-time job, which is now keeping yourself physically fit, and think about that amount of time commitment. So I would go through and think, where can I fit in my 150 minutes a week? What activities do I enjoy doing? And then build on that enjoyment.
Is that 150, Aaron? Aaron, is that 150 only for people over the age of 50? Or is that a general rule for adults?
That would be a general rule. It is specifically in the older adult guidelines. And I make that point because a lot of the time when I'm doing workshops, people will say, oh no, that's not for me because I'm 70. I'm like, oh, no, it's for you. You know, 150 minutes would include over 65 as well.
Okay. So we're looking at, you know, 150 minutes. We're looking at doing something that you like. What are some of the areas we should focus on, or functional areas we should work on, because as we age, your body handles things differently on your day-to-day routines?
Yeah, so there's a few key components that are applicable across all age categories, such as strength, flexibility, and cardiovascular endurance. Those things remain key components for older adults. The one I would add in is balance training. As we age, often there's a certain somatosensory balance systems that get more challenged. Sometimes the vision goes down. So we actually have to train your balance once you're hit over a certain age. So it's those four components: cardiovascular, which would be walking, running, swimming, biking, strength training, which using resistance. So it could be elastic resistance. It could be your own body weight. It could be some hand weights or machines at the gym, but you should be doing that 2 to 4 times a week. Flexibility training, you should be kind of stretching most days of the week. If you're sitting at your chair, stretching out the chest, maybe doing some gentle yoga classes, and then balance training you should be doing as well.
So a two-part question. What types of activities for balance training? Because I think that's very important. And is this 150 minutes best to be spread out throughout the week, or is it, can someone just do 2.5 hours one day and they call it for the week and they can focus on other things?
Yeah. So it should be spread out throughout the week. For heart health, it only has to be in blocks of 10 minutes. So sir, we have some clients that are old, frail, older adults into their 90s, late 90s. And so we would do short bouts with them. Maybe we'll do 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the afternoon and 10 minutes in the evening. You could do as much as an hour. I'm not sure if I'd do more than that in one go, because your body will get tired and your form will probably suffer.
And what about the balance training? What kind of activity should a person intake?
Yeah. Yeah, so a couple of things with balance training. One is, depends on what your balance is like now. So if your balance is relatively good, you can start doing things that I call walk the line. So if you're standing beside a wall, you're going to walk like you've put paint or chalk line down the floor beside you, and you're actually going to try to walk that line, making sure that you have a wall beside you. Heel right to toe. That's a great balance drill. If you find that too hard, instead of walking the line, you could be on two parallel lines like a train track. If you find that too easy, you can make the balance in terms of visual balance more of a challenge by turning your head side to side when you walk that line. Another good one is doing some eyes closed stuff. So obviously doing this with something solid in front of you, standing with your feet wide apart, standing up tall and closing your eyes for about 30 seconds and just forcing your body to balance. If that's really easy, make it harder. You know, bring your feet more narrow. Put yourself on a surface that's a little bit unbalanced, like a squishy yoga mat or something like that. Balance training in the water is another great way to train your balance, because there's no risk. You might get a little wet, but you're not going to fall down.
So what are some of the things that we should avoid doing as we get older? Like, are there certain activities, certain things that we should say, look, it's done? Like, I enjoy playing arena ball hockey. I do a lot of running, but I notice when I play in the Masters division, as you get people up there 50 years of age, there's some guys that I'm like, you got to stop. You can't continue doing this. You're gonna hurt yourself more than help yourself. So are there certain activities that people should do or avoid as you get older?
I wouldn't say that there is one thing that I'd say you definitely shouldn't do at a certain age. My caution would be around inactivity. So if somebody has been really quite inactive and, for example, is really quite overweight and hasn't done any cardiovascular training, something like ice hockey, where you're doing, or an anaerobic sport, boxing, something where you're pushing anaerobically on an interval and then resting, that's not advisable. You're better to do something like walking, like biking, where you're first build up your cardiovascular and then start to do more of that kind of anaerobic training. But, you know, I've seen 70-year-olds that are super fit and can cycle and swim and do lots of other things. Medication can sometimes be an issue. If someone's on blood thinners, they don't want to do any sort of contact sports. But there isn't one thing that I say, oh, once you're over 50, you can't do that. I don't agree with that, actually.
What I do recommend, and we've got about 30 seconds left before we have to go, is that everybody consult their physician and a fitness expert like yourself to work together to to have a proper plan for everybody, because everyone's individually is completely different than their partners or anybody else out there. So having a plan for yourself is very important.
Yes, having a plan and having variety. So sometimes people walk the same route, the same way, the same time, the same day, and wondering why they're not having any changes. You have to add variety, try something new, try a different activity, add strength training in.
Great. Thank you very much, Erin.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's Erin Billowitz. She's the founder of Vintage Fitness. And so talking about your health and the cost of healthcare as you age is one of the biggest concerns that retirees have. How do you protect your money in the event of a health issue? How do you profit and protect in these types of markets? And how do you make sure that in the event these issues economically are going to impact the market will not impact your income through retirement? We're going to discuss that on Tuesday, August 21st, 7 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine and Spirits. You need to reserve your seat, so give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com. Stay tuned after the break. We're going to talk about the danger of hip fractures where people are dying. That's right, dying. You're going to hear about that right after the break on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.